Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment. Because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, friend. Welcome back to the Keto for Christ podcast. Today, I want to get real with you. I felt led to share more of my story and background so you have some additional insight as to why I'm leading the Keto for Christ movement. I was raised in a Christian home full of love, though my mom did pass away when I was quite young. And this continues to play a huge role in the person I am today. We attended church every Sunday and were very involved in our church. I sang solos frequently and was part of a girls' choir led by our pastor. I was a 4.0 student, took every honors and AP class offered, so that I was close to a year ahead once I got to college. I was the salutatorian in my class and received several scholarships. I worked extremely hard for this and was very proud of those accomplishments. Growing up, we had a very strict household, and at the time, I was so angry that I didn't get to do all the fun things my friends did. I always had to ask permission to go anywhere and wasn't allowed to date until I was 16. And even then, my dad had to meet all the guys prior to me going. Talk about embarrassing. But I came to respect that so much more down the road as I didn't make wise decisions with men that I chose on my own. While living at home, though, you know, I did really feel sheltered and just wanted some freedom to live my own life, you know? I could not wait to get out of the house and finally be in control for once. So I attended a small college in Missouri called Central Methodist University, where I majored in vocal performance and minored in psychology. I had never been that popular in high school, so when a sorority on campus took interest in me, I was so flattered that I jumped right in without putting much thought into it. These girls truly did become like sisters to me, and I still talk to many of them to this day. But looking back, you know, I just don't know that this was the best decisions, as my priorities changed dramatically. I went from being committed to my faith and education to the college lifestyle of parties, boys, and going from one yo-yo diet to another, along with just trying so desperately to fit in. My values at that point in time were totally out of alignment, and I'm embarrassed to say that God was barely a thought during that period of time. I made one bad decision after another, dated guys I thought loved me but just took advantage of me and then laughed behind my back. I looked forward to Wednesday nights more than any other, as that was the night everyone went out to this club near campus. I was floating through life and simply didn't care about anything but having fun. A couple of years into college, I had a falling out with my parents, And after that, really started to feel empty inside. I tried to fill that void with the things of this world, but really, I was miserable. And most days, I felt like I was just in a daze. It's so hard letting myself reflect back on this period of my life because I am ashamed of the person I was. But I want to be honest with you, friend, because I am far from perfect. And sometimes we just have to go through periods like this where we totally lose focus in order to realize how much we need God in our lives. Well, somehow, a couple of years later, I graduated slightly above a 3.0. But as I mentioned earlier, I had always been a 4.0 student in high school. As I reflect back on these dark times, I remember not living according to my priorities, but instead, I justified and excused my actions because, well, I had a hard life growing up, right? And I just deserve to enjoy myself now to make up for it. Fast forward, after college, I moved to Kansas City with a good friend of mine who took me under her wing. I was still just drifting through life, though. I was waitressing at a karaoke bar for a while, then worked at a music store, and then was a paralegal for several years. At that point, I was somewhat back on track and occasionally went to church, but I still wasn't fully committed. I wondered why I was struggling so much to make ends meet and find direction in life. And it was because I wasn't letting God in and allowing Him to take control and show me the way. Well, by God's grace, I was offered a job at Cellular Sales in February of 2011. Never intending on this being a career for me, but 9 years later, and I'm still here and can't even begin to describe the difference it has made in my life. I met my husband, who has become my rock, as well as some of my very best friends who truly accept me for who I am, flaws and all. But Ralph has been the best gift anyone could ask for. I can't remember exactly when the change took place in my heart, but after dating one bad guy after another and being hurt over and over and over again, I had almost given up on men altogether. But then God brought Ralph into my life, and I was able to finally experience how a real man treats his girl. Together, we realized we needed to make God a priority again. Sure, we've had struggles like any couple does, but it is so comforting knowing that no matter what, we are in this marriage for the long haul, and Ralph will always be by my side. Even after becoming a couple, you know, I went through some horrible lows and made some mistakes, but Ralph was there for me. He never turned his back on me, only loved and supported me. And that's when I truly knew how different he was. But our relationship would never have lasted without God in the picture. Our faith has grown so much stronger throughout the last few years, and now I just can't imagine life without God as my number one. I have done so many things that I'm not proud of, and still, He forgives me time and time again. We serve such a loving God who is full of grace, even when we don't deserve it. All we have to do is confess our sins and ask for His forgiveness. Friend, I just feel you need to hear this message loud and clear. There is absolutely nothing you can ever do that is unforgivable if you simply come to Him, confess your sins, and ask for His forgiveness. As it says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't that incredible? I don't know about you, but it is so freeing to me knowing that my slate has been wiped clean. All of the mistakes of the past are behind me. And each new day, I am creating the life I now want to live without all of that baggage. In Psalm 103, verses 10 through 14, it says, "He has not punished us as we deserve for all of our sins, for his mercy toward those who fear and honor him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far away from us as the east is from the west. He is like a father to us, tender and sympathetic to those who reverence him. For he knows we are but dust." I have to be honest with you, friend. I fought sharing this with you today. It's so embarrassing reflecting back on that person I used to be because I am totally different now. But I know I needed to put my own pride and selfishness aside to share this message of hope with you today. I started this podcast not only to share the powerful message of keto, but to share the powerful message of God. My life is far from perfect, but I am so much happier now. I have Ralph by my side, two little fur babies that I absolutely adore, a loving family, amazing friends, a beautiful home, a wonderful job, and most importantly, my God leading me in everything that I do. I thought my life was so fun partying day after day, but as I mentioned earlier, I was so empty inside. I had zero direction in life and definitely was not fulfilling my purpose. Throughout the years, I've dabbled in different things. Tried to get my singing career off the ground, tried to build different network marketing businesses, tried to just make a name for myself, but those never panned out because I wasn't doing them for the right reasons. But with this Keto for Christ movement, I have found something I'm incredibly proud to be a part of, and it's because I did surrender to God and let him take the reins. Maybe it isn't taking off quite as quickly as I would like, but I know he has a perfect plan and is teaching me patience along the way. It's funny the sense of humor God has, isn't it? I just know in the depth of my soul that he is going to do bigger things than I can even fathom right now. And that gives me chills to think about. Sometimes it can be frustrating when God only allows us to see so far, but then we get to experience his magnificent miracles. Have you ever looked back on your life and said, "Wow, I now see why God allowed me to go through all those hardships. It makes so much sense now, and I can't imagine not having gone through that because I am such a stronger person now." I am simply amazed at how God can turn a mess into a message and a test into a testimony. There were so many times in my life that I was at my lowest point and never thought I'd be able to dig myself out of the hole I had created. But God showed me that with him, there is always a way. And I've realized I never want to take advantage of his love and grace. Instead, I try to let that grace transform me a little bit more each day so that I can be more like him. Friend, is there anything you've been holding on to from your past that you need to simply let go of? You can have that weight removed from your shoulders right now by simply confessing that to God, surrendering to him, and asking for his forgiveness. I might even suggest that holding on to this burden has held you back from reaching your weight loss goals. I know there were some things I was holding on to that I hadn't even realized until I went through my health coaching program. And let me tell you, the freedom I experienced is indescribable. It has truly been the last piece of the puzzle to reaching my personal health goals. And I want you to experience that freedom as well. Now, I want to end this episode a little bit differently than I normally do. I'd like to share a couple of verses with you that sum up everything I just mentioned, and then I want to end this episode by singing you a song instead of a prayer. But please truly listen to these words as I believe you will find so much comfort in them. I do pray that this message was a reminder to you, though, friend, of how much God loves you. He has a plan and purpose for your life, and it is all within your reach. As Romans 8, verses 38 and 39 state, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord."
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. When darkness veils his lovely face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all the ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking.